I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A jury verdict in New York this week is raising new questions about the reconstruction of the World Trade Center. The jury voted against giving the developer of the site the full amount of insurance money that he wanted and said he should get. That could bring changes to Lower Manhattan. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us. Bob, why is the developer not getting the insurance payout he wants, and what are the implications for the future of the Trade Center site?
Well, you may recall developer Larry Silverstein wanted the attacks on the Twin Towers to be classified as two separate events, but a U.S. District Court jury has decided that the insurance form used by 8 of the 12 insurance companies involved defines what happened as a single occurrence, which means a single payout. Silverstein prevailed in the case of 3 other insurers, but their share is a fraction of the total policy amount. The jury returns Monday to continue deliberations in the case of the 12th company, but whatever the outcome there, it now appears certain that Silverstein will come up way short of the $9 billion needed to carry out the plans he's been pursuing. And if he can't fulfill the terms of the lease he signed just weeks before the Trade Center attack, he could lose his role as lead developer, and that could throw the whole process into confusion.
There's been a lot of attention to the competition over plans for the rebuilding site. Are those changed now?
Not necessarily. This partial verdict does provide enough for Silverstein to at least build the centerpiece of the reconstruction effort, the 1,776-foot Freedom Tower. The Wall Street Journal reports today the owner of the Trade Center site, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, might renegotiate its lease and allow Silverstein to keep control of the Freedom Tower but take back the rest of the site. And without so much office space required by the lease, that could open the way to a mix of uses for the site, possibly more apartments and hotels, which could transform Lower Manhattan away from the business center that it's been historically.
Bob, how much of this planning gets down to money, and how much is influenced by political pressure?
You need the money to build it, but you can't miss the politics behind the process. Just one example, New York Governor George Pataki, who's a Republican, has vowed to get construction on the Freedom Tower started in time for the GOP National Convention, which New York City is hosting a few days before the 3rd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at the tough job market facing teens this summer.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. They're with us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.